You are listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor, a hardcore look at Lotro from a casual point of view. Welcome to episode 9 of A Casual Stroll to Mordor. I'm your host, Merrick.
And I'm Goldenstar.
And what have you been up to, Goldenstar?
I have a big list here of stuff that I've gone through. See, we hung out with Az from visitoraz.blogspot.com. He took us on a tour through Moria, which I was thinking about was really nice of him because he can ride, like his goat probably.
Yeah.
And he hoofed us all the way through that and, like, put up with me being stupid. He's like, and later when you come back here, you can jump down this well and get a title. And I'm like, I can? And I just jumped down the well. And so
with no title.
Yeah, I didn't get the title. And so he had to take us around and back up and all over the place. So
yeah, jump. But you got to see a little bit of waterworks. I jumped in, too, because I figured might as well. Didn't get the title. But, well, it was fun. It was interesting. It was cool to see all the stuff in Moria.
Yeah, it was really... And we got a whole bunch of horse routes and everything, which really helps a lot.
Yeah, they're still expensive. They're still incredibly expensive. But it's good to have them because we won't have to run as much.
Maybe they get cheaper with the faction.
Here's hoping.
I don't know. I'm too cheap to take a horse anyway. I'll hoof it.
I don't know if you'll hoof it through Moria.
I will.
We'll see.
Other than that, Az also took us through the Small Fellowship three-person dungeons in Tham Mirrodane.
Yeah, the school and the library. The
school and the library that's in Eregion.
That's fun.
Yes.
It was cool.
They were quick and easy and fun, and we had a good time, and hopefully he doesn't think I'm too much of a noob.
No, I don't think so.
Because I was like, hey, I have a skill that does da-da-da. And he's like, okay.
I don't remember that, so I don't know if he does.
He laughed at me, but hopefully it was a ha-ha, that's cute, not...
Oh, you're talking about the one that removes corruption.
No, I was looking through my skills, and I found one that had nothing to do with battle at all. It was just, I was like, I have a stance or whatever it was. And he's like, ha-ha-ha.
Okay, maybe you should spend some time and go through your minstrel skills again.
It had nothing to do with battle. It was something to, like, write down instructions on how to play a lute or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So that's why it's not on my bar, but I didn't know I had it, so.
What else did you do?
We both attended the Minstrel Mash on Landreville. That was Friday.
Yep.
It was a lot of fun. I had a great time.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Cool to see a Lotro event. It's the first Lotro event I've been to.
It's the first one I've been to since we've been back. I've been to a couple before.
If I have, I don't remember them.
Yeah. Well, it was great. They had captains with their Oathbreakers out, and you could battle the ghosts. And there was a game that they had of hopping across the gravestones in the graveyard. And there was a costume contest, and the musicians were there playing all kinds of spooky music. And
Harper Ellis telling jokes.
It was a lot of fun.
Yep. Yeah, it was good to see everybody out in their costumes and everything like that. It was pretty cool.
I don't know who won. I hope it was the witch. That was my favorite.
The witch was your favorite?
Yes. And then there was a guy that was dressed, like, he dyed as a costume to look all green, and he had the pumpkin helmet on, so he looked like a pumpkin. And
that's cute.
And I liked the ghost. It was a low-level burglar. She was, like, done her hair white, and she was in all white, and she was sneaking around so she looked invisible.
Yep, that was cute too. I personally went as the pirate for a little while, but that's about it.
I didn't have time. I just, you know, looked like I was dressed nicely. If I would, I didn't know we were gonna go. It was kind of a last minute deal. I would have put some thought into it.
Okay.
All that stuff we've been doing together, but what I've been doing personally is I've been working on the In League faction, just because I want the emote, the dance jig. I think I have 3 or 4 more runs with that pub crawl thing, and I should have friendly, which should open up that hidden door in the Burden Baby.
Cool.
So hopefully, and then I can get that dance jig and I'll be happy.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
I have been still working on my burglar. She's still not 40.
That's just sad.
No, it's not. I can't find any quests to do. I've done all of the quests in North Downs, like I said last week. I took her to Evandem. Apparently, I've done all the quests there, too. I only have, like, I had one quest chain to do, and all the rest of my quests there are fellowship quests, so I have nothing to do there. I went up to Forichel. Is that how you say it?
I have no idea.
Yeah, the zone north of there, and everything there is too high for me. I couldn't do any of those quests. Everything was red. So I'm back in the Troll Shaws.
Why didn't you go to Angmar?
I told you I've been to Angmar and everything there is like my level. And I think I need new weapons or something because I can't kill Pooh. Like, it's bad. It's like, if I get more than two, I'm just dead because I can't kill anything.
Wow. Yeah, maybe you need some better gear and stuff.
Yeah, well, can't you make me some gear?
Not at that level.
Okay. What is the good of you and your million trade people if they can't make me stuff?
You're too high. You should start a new alt.
I'm still not 39. I'm still at 40. I mean, I'm over halfway to 40 now, so I am a lot closer. But I'm having a hard time just finding quests to do. But I think that I found an area with some quests open for me in the Troll Shaws. So.
Oh, good. Well, good luck to you.
Yeah, we'll see.
Although, technically, because of this next one, I think I'm supposed to be the one leveling you.
Hmm?
I said last week that if you did what you did,
that's true.
I would level you.
That's true. I purchased a house. And you said that if I purchased a house, you would level me to 40.
So I guess it's all on me.
Yeah, so chop chop with the 40.
Why haven't I leveled you to 40 yet?
Yeah, I bought a house, a little hobbity hole. I know, you know, if I bought some, like, someplace in the elf crap and prairie area or whatever, I could have a quick port to there. But you know what? I'm a hobbit. I belong in a hobbit hole. So I bought a deluxe house. I popped down a lot of gold. I'm feeling very poor now. And I thought I had a lot of stuff, but there's a lot of hooks in there. And so if you walk into my house, it's pretty bare. But I'm going to focus on getting some stuff. Don't you have a woodworker that can make me some stuff?
I do. I do have a woodworker. I don't know if I have any of the recipes, but I do know that somebody in the guild told me that they have a superior woodworker.
Okay. Yeah, so I need some, like, regular furniture. But my outside is all fully decorated with, like, pumpkins and scarecrows and...
All the stuff you got from the Fall Festival.
All the stuff I got from the Fall Festival. I like the welcome mat. It's very nice.
Cool. I haven't been yet to see it.
No, you haven't? No, I didn't expect you to visit. I gave you access to it in case you wanted to, like, drop off some decorations. Or something.
I'll take a look and see what I have, and I'll drop by.
But you might buy your own house eventually.
Eventually, well, I'll just take my furniture.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen. So yeah, I'm a proud homeowner. I'm pretty excited about that. I think I can keep up with the. It's 150 silver a week.
I don't remember. You had a post on it.
No, that's what it is. I'm. My question was, can I do it?
I think so.
So, we'll try. Yeah. I'm paid up until, like, December now or something. You can pay, like, 6 weeks in advance.
Oh, nice.
So, I have until December to make money.
Until your mortgage is due?
That's right.
One mortgage wasn't enough. The real-life mortgage, you needed a virtual one.
Yeah, well, my real-life mortgage is a lot more than 150 silver.
If only it was 150 silver. If only if it was $150. That'd be nice.
That's pretty much it for me. That's the big thing is I bought my house.
Well, let's see. I kind of been inspired by you to do a little bit more of the Fall Festival. So now I have all the masks, and I'm wearing the bunny mask now because it's creepy.
It is creepy.
And it's blue, and it matches the rest of my outfit. So I'm like, but doesn't it look hello.
Like, you look too much like a human rabbit.
I'm just going to run next to people and stand next to them.
And stare. Like, make sure you
hello,
stare.
Hello, I'm a rabbit.
You can be like, silly rabbit, tricks are for kids.
Yeah, I could. That makes me creepy on a whole different level. Would you like some candy, little girl? How about some tricks? Let's see. And the champion to 18 is what I've also been concentrating on. And I gotta tell you, he got a lot better last night after I hit 18. But the champions are not as cool as I thought they would be.
Well, you never really enjoy too much a DPS, pure DPS class.
Well, I think the fluidity that I thought would be there is just not there. Because you have to build up your fever. Fava beans? I don't know.
Fever. Your fever.
My fava. And,
what the hell?
And it just, there's too many, you cannot do this because you do not have enough fever.
Oh my gosh, stop saying fever. I think you know it's fervor.
Fervor.
You do not have enough fever.
I do not have enough fever. So anyways, it feels like it needs more fluid. I think, you know, they talked about in Siege of Moria how they're going to have skills can interrupt auto attacks. I think the champions are really going to benefit from that. I think they're just going to become more fluid. Because, you know, when you're playing your minstrel and you can just go from ballad to ballad to ballad to ballad to ballad, you can just keep going. There's a rhythm to it. Champions just don't have that. So it kind of throws you off.
Are you sure you're playing it right?
Maybe I'm not playing it right.
I'm just saying.
No, feel free. I'll make a post about it. I plan on doing that. And I hope to be corrected terribly because I would love for this to be a little bit more interesting. No,
you're dumb. This is how you do it.
So, I mean, you prepared me for a lifetime of that. So if anybody calls me that, I don't get offended anymore. I'm just like, okay, I'll pay attention now.
Just be prepared for a big ol' you're doing it wrong.
That's all right. I hope I'm doing it wrong because I always imagine them to be just this whirling blades, and now it seems to be like, whirl blades, stop for like 5 minutes. Whirl blades, stop for 5 minutes. Whirl blades!
Is the fervor or the fever based on mana, or is it like a separate skill system like the rune keepers and the...
It's kind of a separate skill system. Basically, you have some... so far, I have three attacks that build it up, and I also think you get it built up by just plain hitting somebody and getting hit as well. And you also have stances that make it build up over time faster. But probably 80% of your skills eat that fervor up.
Huh.
So it's kind of a pain in the butt. But it's interesting. I kind of wish I'd done the Runekeeper just because I missed that fluidity. And I know the Runekeepers are really fluid in the way that they do all their skills.
It just doesn't seem right that class wouldn't be fluid.
Like, well, like you said, maybe there's a big ol' you're doing it wrong coming my way.
No, maybe there's just like a different rotation you need to try or...
Yeah, you know what I should do? I should probably go read. But we all know I don't do that. Although I have an announcement. I did buy the Kindle version of the Lord of the Rings trilogy, and it was only like $10.
Yes, so he can read the books. These are not audio books.
Yes, sir. I'm going to read the books. It's a challenge now. I've got a challenge to read them. Someone do it. I'm going to do it, y'all. It's going to happen. So that's about it. Kind of a light weekend for us. We just kind of have so much to do taking care of the Hobbit. Our little baby Hobbit's sick again.
She's got a bug or something.
Somebody gave her a cold, and I owe them a little slap in the face for that. Give it my baby cold.
Yeah, but you know, I've been able to play, but it's mostly like I'm gonna log in and do the pub crawl thing, and
yeah,
then I can't do anything for 5 minutes because I'm drunk and I can't see the screen.
Yeah, I did that last night. I'm like, well, I just, you know, kind of eradicated Myrduck out for a little while.
So,
but we'll see what we can do. But that's really it. Not a whole lot that we've been up to other than that. So.
And now, the town crier.
All right. So why don't you start us off with our first official news?
The Lotro Lottery has been announced for the my.lotro.com site. This is where people have their player blogs, and this is where the dev diaries and all that are written. If you log in to the MyLotro site, you'll see in the upper left corner a little box that says Lotro Lottery.
Yeah, and you can click on that, and I think a little flash screen comes up now with all the lotteries that you're eligible for, and you can just check them off and submit it. Right.
You can play one per character per day. It's not based on your account or anything, so if you have characters all over the world, pretty much any eligible character for that prize pot can play.
Yeah, it's nice. Nothing great that you're going to win. Nothing like no legendary items or stuff like that, but just some like food and some fireworks and just fun stuff.
And it says level appropriate silver.
That's cool, because I could use any silver that I can get.
I need 150 silver, please.
So if you win, you automatically get it mailed to you in the mail. And I've already seen posts like, did you win? Did you win? Did you win? Did you win? Guys, I hate to tell you this, but the thing about lotteries is that not a lot of people win. You know, somebody will win, of course, and somebody's going to win that lottery, but you're also, you're diving into a microcosm of the game when you post on the boards asking if somebody wins. You're taking for granted that somebody who wins has actually logged in, checked to see if they win, reads the boards that you do, and will actually post.
That isn't, well...
Well, just because some of them turned into conspiracies, like, there's no lottery winners, blah, blah, blah.
They didn't create it and, like, promise awesome things like blueberry tarts just to not give them away.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be crying if they give away blueberry tarts.
And it does, okay, I hate it when people complain about stuff like this. It's not like a real lottery where you have to go buy a ticket. You just, like, click a button and voila, you're entered.
Yeah, if you win, you win. If you don't, you don't.
You win, you don't, you don't. It costs you, like, 5 seconds of your time.
Yeah. So I've seen also a good post about this by Harperella saying that this might be a way of drumming up MyLotro traffic, and I mentioned this in a post of mine. I'm not sure if more traffic is the actual answer before this server, which seems taxed all the time, is solved.
Yeah, it's a pretty slow loading area of the site.
I know they share a lot of their web servers, but I wish that they wouldn't, because seriously, especially MyLotro, which is graphic intensive, is so slow.
Yeah, and has anybody ever tried to load it on your phone? Oh my goodness gracious.
Yeah, it takes a long time. Especially, and if we're doing it through a remote desktop, just forget about it.
Yeah, so it needs to be streamlined.
Yeah.
And then I think that will bring people to it.
And she has a good post, I linked to it, as well as like other things and enhancements. And
she meaning Harperella.
Yep, that needs to be fixed. I think, not so much fixed as maybe changed and improved, yeah. Like, I would like to see being able to post remotely be an option, and that's not an option.
Yeah, that would be great.
I would use it more.
I would use it more, too, if I could.
Because the novelty of the lottery has not worn off for me, so I'm back to visiting it, but there was a good probably 3-4 weeks I hadn't visited the site. I stopped double posting, and that's kind of shame on me for doing that, but it's such a pain in the rear to do it.
No, it just needs to be streamlined. The recent post is marginally helpful, but it doesn't really help. Like, I friend people, but I can't.
Yeah.
Like, see when they have a post up. Somebody sent me a message through the MyLotro system. And I found it, like, 13 days later.
Well, I had to tell you, and it's, like, 5 or 6 steps to actually do it.
Yeah, and no notification whatsoever. This poor person thinks I'm probably ignoring them.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know that you could send a message through the MyLotro system.
Well, another thing is that comments, by default, are moderated. So, if somebody who makes a post to it and is not familiar with blogs doesn't know what that means, then their comments are basically not being posted for, well, who knows, until they actually figure out what the system is.
Yeah, you can turn that off so that all of them are automatically accepted, because you have to be logged in to comment anyway.
Yeah, so maybe that's a post for us in the future, how to use MyLotro, but, it's just not as friendly as a full... I mean, it is a full WordPress installation. It's just been, I want to say, downgraded, restricted for our use, which, you know, makes sense in some reasons.
I don't really have a problem with them restricting things. I have a problem with just, it's...
Stuff's broke.
Yeah. It's not working as it should.
Yeah. I think one of the big complaints that I saw from her that made sense is that they have a limit of like 10 images in their gallery. So a lot of those posts that they make are really image intensive. So it kind of slows things down for them because they have to remove them and upload new ones. And I don't know, have you tried the browser uploader or the flash uploader for that site? It never works for me. I have to use the browser uploader. So there's one component that doesn't even work. So it's kind of
that could be based on what browser you use.
Yeah, it's Chrome. It's new. It's
okay.
Awesome.
I'm just
yeah, it probably is the browser, but I just want to pretend it's not.
Oh, okay.
So moving on.
There was a dev diary out about skirmishes. The part 4, this one was all about the soldier that you'll get inside the skirmishes.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, it was the shorter dev diary. Most of them have been like 2 or 3 pages long. This one was only a page. But it just goes to explain that, you know, the soldier you get is called a soldier, but it's an unskilled recruit. It's basically a townsperson who has decided that they are going to help out with the army and defense while all the major heroes and knights have been called to bigger battles. Mm-hmm. So, let's see. They're making heavy use of traits for these. Now, these traits will be separate than the traits that you currently have, but they customize the soldier's role. Like if they're... I forgot what they called him. A protector?
Yeah.
Or, you know, somebody else who helps out. They haven't gone into what roles they have or specific traits, but it customizes their appearance and like
that's
their race.
That's the part I like.
You like that?
I get to make like, you know, you get to pick their race, how they look, their hair color, their haircut.
Yeah, it should be cool. And they're only usable in skirmishes, which we know, controlled by AI.
Yeah, they're not like a captain's pet where you can tell it, go attack that. It uses like its own little brain to say, I'm going to go attack this.
Which I think is fair. I mean, it kind of helps out, but it's not overpowered.
I think that the main reason is because lore masters and captains would have a bugger of a time saying, okay, I want my bear to go over here, but I want my soldier to go over here. And
yeah, that would be a pain in the butt.
They'd have like a mini army that they were supposed to control by hand. They say that you can give like certain commands and they will listen to it, but for the most part it's just we're in a fight and I'm gonna fight you.
Yeah, I think that you'll have to read the entry for this, but I believe they've controlled it through like really long cooldown times. Like for go attack this target has like a really long cooldown time. I say long, like maybe a minute or two.
Yeah, so it'll be cool. I just hope that it's smart enough to like if my burglar riddles somebody that it doesn't go up and poke it.
Yeah.
Because I have enough of a problem with people doing that. I don't think I can handle...
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't think I can handle my soldier doing it as well. Yeah.
Well, if it's anything like the other ones, I think you're kind of out of luck. Well, although the lore master ones, they immediately stop attacking. Once you do like a mez or a stun, they will immediately stop attacking and run back to you.
Well, I just hope that everybody's soldier does that. Like, not just my soldier knows, hey, she just riddled that. Hopefully your soldier says, hey, she just riddled that. I'm going to not go smack it.
Yeah, that would be nice. Let's see, there was also an IGN article about Lord of the Rings Siege of Mirkwood tour. They kind of took a tour of the new areas, and not a lot of information that wasn't already known.
Okay.
And they said that basically Dol Guldur has 3 instances. One's a 3-man, one's a 6-man, one's a 12-man.
We kind of knew that, didn't we?
Yeah, kind of. And then you start in the west and head east.
Really?
Yeah.
The whole game is heading east.
Yeah. East and then south. So that's about it. Yeah, those were the only things that stood out for me. But it has a couple of cool screenshots and it's a nice write-up. I mean, if you're not too familiar, you just want to get your geek on and try to get a little bit more information or just kind of anticipation of what we're coming down to, just a month and, 6 days now?
Yeah, it's getting closer. Have you done the pre-order yet? Because that's like next week.
Yeah, you got 6 days. And we also have, and I kind of threw this in there, although it's not really official news, but...
Because he's Mr. Microsoft and he loves it.
Yeah. Well, I've seen a lot of people upgrading. Windows 7 was released last week. There was a forum post saying that it is not officially supported at this time. I'm sure it will be in the future, but...
For Lotro, he means.
Yeah, for Lotro. It's not. It's, not like, it's supported by Microsoft.
Completely supports it.
Yes. But we have a link to the thread where they want people to post any bugs that they have or experience after the upgrade. But there is one condition. It must be a final release version and not a beta version or a release candidate.
Which one do we have?
We have the official version.
I've had no problem.
Nope. I've had no problem either. So good on you. Should be okay.
Yeah. Merrick says go.
Yeah, I say go. I think it's great. Not a bunch of new features, but a lot of little ones that kind of make the experience better, I think.
I have no problem. You know what? I'll be honest here. It's Windows. He's asking me, like, how do you like it? And I'm like, the start menu looks different. That's about all I can really notice.
Yeah. Fair enough. I've heard the same thing from other people. As said the same thing.
I'm not a huge, like, you know, operating system.
No, As said the same thing. He said it's looks like Windows Vista to me.
Now, the little buttons at the bottom where you can, like, pin programs to it, that's kind of neat.
Yeah, the taskbar is completely changed.
But the only thing that looks different is the taskbar to me. That's the only thing that looks different.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. And one last thing.
We had a little bit of an update on changes to the Monster Play system coming with Siege of Mirkwood. It was just a post that was talking about how crowd control will be changed when Siege of Mirkwood launches. Basically, it's going to have diminishing returns the first time that you get, you know, stunned, root, dazed, feared. It'll be a stronger application, and if you get stunned again, it'll be a little bit less, and you get stunned again, it'll be a little bit less. So kind of like you can't be stun locked into standing there and dying, yeah. Basically.
I think this is a long time coming. I remember playing Dark Age of Camelot, and they had to do this almost immediately because, you know, that game is based off of realm versus realm combat. Yes. And there were people who would mez you, and then their army would just totally... Whoever mezzed you first did an AoE mez.
Yes.
Basically won.
Yeah, that was it was a race to get the 3-second mez off.
Yep, and because they would AoE mez everybody, and then their army would just reapply would the mez the and kill, thing. Kill, kill, kill. And yeah, you would just do it, and that's all.
It's like our group head would have two or three bards whose yep. job was to spam the mez to keep the enemy still while everybody decimated him.
Yeah, and that was it. Whoever did that and kept it up won. And it was ridiculous.
Yeah, it's kind of a dumb way to fight. And it just cheeses you off if you're just standing there and you can't do anything and you're dying.
Oh, yeah. I still remember going through a portcullis and there's like 15 of us. And the Midgard rolls through at the same time and just... Bloo! And I'm looking around and I'm seeing 15 other people just standing there with the Z's above their head. While the Midgard's like LOLing and just killing people one by one.
It's ridiculous. Like,
we spent 30 minutes getting out here, and we all died within 5 seconds. Yeah,
through the first gate.
Yay, us!
Yeah, there's a full... I'll have a link to it in the show notes of all the changes. The changes are different based on what kind of like crowd control is applied to you.
Yeah.
Roots and dazes are lumped together. Stuns have their own percentages, and fears have their own percentages.
Yeah, it's pretty... I think this will be a good change, and hopefully it'll make people happy, but... All right, and we'll move on to player news. So go ahead and post this first one, or talk about this first one.
Post this first one.
Too much blog on the mic.
I found this on, I believe, on Mylotro. The Spooky Scary Stakeout. This is on Arkenstone. It's going to be at the Prancing Pony on October 30th from 9 to 10 p.m. or dusk in-game. It's asking for you to bring your favorite scary story to tell around the campfire. It's going to be like a ghost story kind of thing. It sounds like it's a lot of fun. I'll have a link in the show notes to where you can get more information.
My only suggestion for this would be that if you're going to tell a story, set up some shortcuts and macros beforehand so you don't have to type it all out.
Unless you're a good typer.
But yeah, unless you're extremely well. But I think it helps.
Or, little cheat you can do is have a notepad or something in the background that you can copy and paste the text.
Oh, yeah, that would work too.
To make it, you know, like, wow, check out my speed typing.
Yeah, just, you know, sets a good pace. Nobody has to wait for you to type.
Role players can be pretty patient with that kind of stuff. You're not. But role players can be pretty patient. Patient with that kind of stuff because they know that you're typing. The only thing is if you pause too long, someone will usually be like, is that it?
Yeah, just be a little bit organized before you get there. I've seen too many people try to explain or incorporate things while everybody else waits, and nobody likes that. At least I don't.
You don't like a lot of things.
Okay, and I just wanted to bring up the Not a Dev Diary by Orion. I don't know if we really talked about it last time. I can't really remember.
I don't believe so.
Yeah, it was in our show notes, but I think we just skipped over it for some reason.
What was it?
That was the one about faction. Incoming faction changes to the Lonelands.
I thought we did. Oh, maybe we didn't.
I don't know. But the reason I'm bringing it back up is because there was a little bit of argument in the Twitters about this. I don't understand what the big deal is about it. I mean, it's coming out with Surge of Blackwood.
Some people are pretty upset about it.
I don't understand why, because it's not like you're not getting a bunch of different stuff when it comes out. You know, it's part of a package deal. It's not like this is all that they're coming out with. You're getting a raid dungeon, you're getting a bunch of quests, you're getting a new zone, you're getting any of the pre-order items that you made, you're getting 5 more levels, new deeds, new titles, and this faction change.
And they're only doing it to the faction change in the Lonelands.
I think some people are worried about others concentrating on this, and they've made it abundantly clear that if you are above the level where this doesn't give experience anymore, if it's gray to you, the only thing that you can gain from it is fluff stuff. And
the only rewards are kind of fluff stuff. The best thing is if you're kindred, you could get a swift port to the main camp of that faction.
In the Lonelands, yay, because I go there all the time.
But, you know, even that is kind of, it's cool, but is it worth grinding out to kindred for?
I would say not unless you are in that area and still planning to be in that area.
Like, I don't know. It's going to share the cooldown of, like, your map. So yeah.
It's not anything overpowering, and I don't know. I really didn't understand the point of the argument, to be fair. I think the person was worried that this was all, like, people at Endgame were going to worry about, and I don't see that happening at all.
It could be. There's completionists that go through and do every deed that you don't need to do.
Yeah, but
But the thing is that it's not going to affect anything. It's not going to make these players better captains and guardians or whatever. They're just going to have a little bit more fluff, a couple more titles. It's personal goals here.
Yeah, I don't see anybody who raids now saying, the heck with raiding, I'm going to go work on my faction in the Lonelands.
Nobody's going to do that.
I would say that the only people who are going to be working on this are the people like Jaxlim, who, this is what he does. This is his endgame. He does deeds and he gets titles and that's what he does. I mean, he doesn't raid.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, that's his endgame.
That's a proper endgame.
So, I would say if you're worried about it, don't be. And if you're hanging around people who've all decided that they're not going to raid anymore and they're just going to do faction stuff, then there's plenty of other people out there who would like to fill a spot in a raid with you.
It's something to do when there's nothing going on. That's
or
what it is.
While you're waiting for a raid or while you're waiting for a skirmish.
It's not going to replace the other content.
Yeah, all the people hanging out in the 21st Hall are not going to be hanging out in Lonelands now.
No.
They're going to be hanging out waiting for Dol Guldur. I just slaughtered that name.
It's okay.
All right. So I think that's it for the news this week. And we will be getting into the main topic this week, which ironically is, what is your end game?
Gather around, you youngins, and I'll tell you what it was like when I was a main.
All right, so today's topic is,
what's your end game?
We've had different focuses for our end games in different games. So we're going to go off of our experience, and if you have any other, you know, things that you do for your end game to spend your time, just let us know, and we'll post a follow-up in the blog or in the forums. So the first one is the obvious one. It is raiding. Now, some games really focus on this. I don't really think it's a huge focus of Lord of the Rings Online, but definitely you are going to get a lot of story if you do the raiding.
Yeah, it's a good draw for raiding in this game is to see, you know, to fight a Nazgul Lord or to, you know, something really cool and epic.
Fight the Watcher. That's pretty cool.
That's kind of creepy. I don't know about it. It's a monster with the tentacles and it's scary.
Yeah. I think in this game, I wouldn't mind raiding. I don't know how that would ever work out. The good thing is that they're short. The bad thing is that, and this goes with all games, so don't pick on the Lotro devs for this, but gearing up for raiding is probably the most time-consuming thing you will ever do. Yeah, because we were talking about grinding out deeds for traits.
You need to have all your traits in line, and you have to have so much radiance, and you need...
Finish different section of the book so you can have legendary traits, and...
Yeah.
It's a lot of intensity. I mean, you probably don't need to. There's probably more forgiveness, it seems, in this game than other games that we've played where they have been like, do you have this? No. Bye-bye.
Noob. There's somewhere there's just like, have you completed this humongous chain of events? Then you don't get to go in.
Well, why don't you help me complete that humongous chain of events and I will go in.
Yeah, so I would like to see that kind of content, but, you know...
Reading I think that is, it's not going to happen now, and it's definitely something that would have to happen over time. I think when you hit the end of, like, say, I'll say that this is the end of Moria. I mean, it's kind of the end of Moria's development cycle. There's more time because you have that level 60 character, and you can spend time doing dungeons and radiant stuff, so you can get geared up.
Like, but, right now, we could go to Karn Dune.
Yeah. We are totally... ready for Shadow of Angmar endgame.
we are totally ready.
So that's one of the things that you can do. It's personally probably been my favorite thing to do. I just tend to get obsessive about it. So I don't know. I would like to see be able to be more relaxed about it, but I don't know if that's going to be my end game.
You had a big post about raiding this week.
Yeah, and I think that... So I hope that, you know, that gets read a little bit, because I think there's some nuggets of wisdom in between my incoherent ranting and random points that jump from place to place, but I like the fact that it's more casual overall in Lotro. I'm sure that there are still people that are very fanatical about it, but I think Turbine, by limiting how much information they get, and you'll be familiar with this, like with the XML information, and being close-minded about, you know, what the true values of everything is, it's really hard to get hardcore about it other than what gear you have. So maybe that's why we see so much focus on it.
Yeah. And they said that Siege of Mirkwood's going to keep the Radiance gating. It's going to be different, that they're changing the system a bit, but they are still going to require, like, Radiance levels to...
I think that'll be okay as long as they don't expect you to go through the Moria dungeons and grind out there. Whenever you release an expansion, you should expect that new person that's going to come through Moria isn't going to be have that time where there is nothing left other than these dungeons and raiding
in the Moria. We have to also understand that the person who just reached 65 probably soloed their way there. Yeah. They did not go through all the Moria instances. They didn't get all the awesome gear that way. They more likely were just, oh, I've got to catch up to my friends, so...
Yeah, it's really important to understand that, because right now, Moria is it. So if somebody wants to gear up for the current items, they can, because there's a lot of people who do these dungeons. But there's people who've done these dungeons, like, maybe 50, 60 times, yeah, that, like, will never want to go back again once Mirkwood
is released. It'll be really cool, like, not this next expansion, but the expansion before, they'll be like, oh, I miss
doing yeah, the I miss that. Yeah, yeah, I miss that.
And so they'll get people to do it then, but, like, next expansion, no, they're going to be like, I'm done with that. I've done it already.
Well, and another thing to think is, a lot of people miss the Rift, but I've seen a post where, or a YouTube video where it's, like, five people doing the Rift, and you can't help but wonder if it's five people, because the rest of the people are like, no, dude, I don't want to go back there. We did that so many times. You guys have fun. See if you can five-man it, but I would rather stick a needle in my eye than do that. That sounds really, really bad. Stick
a needle in your eye. What is it from? Cross your heart and hope to die.
Stick a needle in your eye. Yeah. What a horrible thing. Okay, so another one of Endgame has been a personal favorite of yours.
Until this game.
Really. Yeah, until this game.
Alts. This is your game now.
Yeah. This is my game. It's leveling alts. Now, there's two ways that people can do this. They can do it randomly, where they're like, today I feel like playing my captain.
That's how I think most people do it. I don't think most people are like, I'm going to level all of my characters to 20, and then I will level all my characters to 30.
Using my incredible math system.
I think that the normal people do not follow such a pattern.
Yes. I gotta tell you, it's been a little bit wearing me down, this whole thing.
I told you it would. You'd be, by that fifth character, you'd be so sick of whatever zone you're in.
Yeah, just like, I own the old forest. Just like, I know where this is. It's still boring, though.
Yeah. Need to have more of the ADD with that. I'm going to be a champion today.
Yeah, I think I might relax on that. I'll try it up to 30 and see if it's better with just 10 levels. But, you know, I tend to forget that those 10 levels last a lot longer than the first 20 levels.
Yeah, how long have I been trying to get to 40? Like 2 weeks?
Well, never fear, because apparently my alcoholism... it's bleeding over to your burglar this week.
I can do it. She's over halfway. It's just...
I'll do it.
My problem was finding a quest hub. I think I found one. I think I'm
okay.
Good.
Okay. So another one we talked about earlier in the podcast is completionist. This seems to be more your end game this time around.
Yeah, I'm totally...
If I am playing an alt, you are grinding indeed.
Yes. And this was before I knew that, like, grinding deeds would grant you more quest.
That gives you even... Why do I keep... You know, it's not like, I'm killing 100 wargs. It's like, I'm killing 100 wargs so I can get more quests.
Yeah, it ups your quest log. Every 40 deeds that you complete, you get one more active quest slot in your quest log.
So that's pretty cool.
But I was doing it even before then, because I was like... I've been really good about this. If you look at, like, the first four tabs in my deeds, they're empty. I've done all of them.
Wow. Wow.
I've done all of them for the Shire, for Irluin, for...
Bree,
and one other one. And I only have two left for Lone Lands.
That's pretty impressive.
But they're like, you have to go into a dungeon, so you have to do it for me.
Okay.
So I've been doing this for a while, and it's something that I enjoy just... That feeling of, ooh, I cleared out that
you like panel. That little text going across your screen, the little torch popping up. And
yes, and I have a butt ton of titles.
That is your main drive, though. I would say that is your main drive. Like, I think one of the things I would like to do with you probably today is go through Great Barrow so we can, you know, do anything that we need to do in there and get you that little bit of fluff item at the end, that little trophy on the wall. And that's the kind of stuff that you like. You like the titles, you like the trophies, like things like that.
I do. I like the trophies. Yeah. I like the little... And I have an empty house. I need trophies. And, you know, we did that dungeon, and I got two trophies there, but when I went to the taxidermist, he only saw one. Like, and I can't find the feather helmet hat thing.
Well, I guess we can go do it again.
Yeah, so I'm a little annoyed by that.
Well, that's... Well, you know, you should put in a ticket, because we saw you get it.
Just yeah, I don't know what...
Put in a ticket, say you don't see it.
Accidentally drop it or something?
Yeah. Well, put in a ticket, see if you got it, because we both saw you text across the screen saying that you acquired it.
But I've got the shield, and that's displaying in my very empty room. It's, like, next to my mouse hole.
Yep. Another one that's been a favorite of yours, not really as an end game, but just...
It's an end game to somebody.
Well, it's end game to definitely people, but it hasn't been for you, but it's something that you enjoy, especially more than I do. And I'll do a post on this sooner or later that I've kind of been kicking around with. Role-playing is not one of my stronger suits, but a lot of people, especially in this game and on Landrival, really enjoy the role-playing, really get into it. People that I thought would be level 60 are like level 17, but they're such heavy role-players as their end game, that it's like they're level 60 because they have such a huge presence.
On Landrival, anywhere, I can't speak for every server, obviously, but Landrival, there's hubs everywhere of where roleplay is happening, and it's active, like, 24 hours a day.
Oh, yeah. And Bree, Prancing Pony, always somebody, like, playing an instrument, and at least two or three roleplayers, usually a lot more than that.
It's usually, yeah, you start to slow up if you get closer to the Prancing Pony on our server.
Yeah, and that's cool. I really like that. I mean, I think it's great. Kinships like the Lonely Mountain Band are always having, like, a scheduled roleplay or band night, and it's really cool to see. And that's a lot of their end game, because that's what they enjoy. Like, some of them even go as far as creating music for ABCs in their roleplaying. And this is what they do.
Yeah, and it's completely, totally an endgame that probably most other MMOs do not see.
Yeah, raiding is usually the traditional, I would say, for most MMOs. Yeah,
and there's some completionists out there who I need every...
like pet?
And WoW, I needed every non-combat pet. but, you know, there's always role players. Like, we played on a role play server in WoW, but it wasn't their end game. No. They were level 70 or 80 already.
It was role playing title.
Yeah. So this wasn't people's end game, and I think that it's a truly end game here in LOTRO.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, some of these people role-playing may also raid and have alts and be somewhat of completionists, but their majority of their time is role-playing.
Oh, yeah, and it's great. It really enhances the environment on Landerville, I believe.
Yeah, I do, too.
I believe I find it very nice to find that.
Yeah. Crafting is also an end game for people. I love the crafting. I wouldn't say it's completely my end game, but it does dictate a lot of what I do.
You've had crafting an endgame. I would say, what was it? Star Wars Galaxies? You were way into the crafting.
Oh, yeah. That was my endgame. I mean, I even had main characters who would, like, be crafters.
Yeah. That was what your main character was, and that's what they did all day. And
yeah.
So, crafting is, you know, and it may tie into the completionist thing where I need every recipe. I need to make everything, you know.
It used to be more strict about how high you could get your crafting depending on your level. And over time, that's kind of... they've actually lowered it from what I've seen. My stinking hunter is 20, and he is a supreme farmer, supreme cook. And that used to be... I don't think they used to let you do that.
I think there was just like a level 20 quest, wasn't there?
Yeah, I mean, there are quests along the way, and they are... hard to do if you don't have somebody to help you. They're right. Actually impossible to do. especially if you've already done them before and you're trying to find out, you know, try to do them again.
Yeah, you're bugging your wife every 2 days. Can you help me do this quest?
You've already done it.
You've already done it, dork.
So, and I think crafting is a lot of fun. I love crafting. It just makes the game for me. It doesn't even matter to me if the products are the best in game or I like them to at least be decent, but if there's crafting, I enjoy it. I like doing it. I like making stuff.
Yeah, you were big on that in Dark Age of Camelot as well.
Yeah, I don't think I'll ever get that deep again where I had, like, you know, a price list and things like that. But, you know, that's what happens when you have a game that unfortunately you have a quality product when you make it, like, it's...
Yeah, I had, like, a proc to make it a superior item.
Yeah, it was horrible. And you just... people who wanted it to be perfect would just pay out the nose for it. But, yeah, I'll never go back to that. But it's still something I like to do. It's still a lot of fun.
And you kind of... well, you're also sort of a completionist in the way that you want your characters all to craft and not have to call on somebody else.
I like to be incredibly self-sufficient.
Yeah, you want to... you know, oh, I need some leather. Well, let me hop on my forester and...
and also, for, you know, heaven forbid that you have a rare, like, recipe for sale that I don't have, because I will try and find a way to purchase it, even if it's horribly overpriced.
Oh, even if he'll never make it.
Oh, yeah. I still want it, because I'm a completionist about that.
Yeah.
Lastly, we have explorers.
I like this, too.
Love this.
I love to. And poor Az found that out when he was all like, and if you jump down this hole, I'm like, you can jump down this hole?
Yeah.
Wahahooey!
Especially when Az said, and you could possibly get a title from it. She's like, she just immediately stood on the edge. She's like, I feel like jumping. I'm like, here we go. And I knew she was. It's just what she was going
to
do.
I was trying to, because he was trying to take us somewhere, and I was like, I should just come back here later and do it. And I'm like, but I'm right here.
I guarantee you, if you go to that place on Landerville, you will see a naked hobbit in the near future jumping down there repeatedly trying to get that title.
That's right.
You've always liked to explore and kind of take a backseat to the fighting and the normal gameplay to kind of see what's out there.
I think that I notice the world a little differently than you do.
Oh, yeah. I'm very narrow-sighted.
I'm a little more observant. Like when we took your witch character, Lore Master, because you needed to go get a crafting component. And it was, the item he needed to pick up was glowing for him, but I found it before he did.
So?
What I'm just like, I'm like, is this it? And he's like, yeah.
No. Go over there and don't turn around.
So I think that used to help me a little bit when we were raiding, because I would be, okay, this is why we wiped, because I was watching what everybody else was doing.
Yeah, you are very observant, but I think one of the things that you also like about it is you like finding the nook and crannies that other people may have not seen and exploring. You like being in, getting in a spot where you're like, very few to no people may have been before. And especially in this game, you love the lore behind different places.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And finding something that means something, but other people would kind of gloss over it.
Yep, especially if you find some indication that Sam Ganji has been there.
Yes, I love Sam. I'm a Sam fangirl.
Yep. So, yeah, it's a definite, I think it's a definite way, because, you know, somebody did take the time to make this area and craft it in the game world. And having somebody who goes out and exploring it, I think it's pretty cool.
Having something worth exploring is cool.
Yeah. So I want to take a little bit of a side diversion now, since we've talked about these different things that people do for their end game. And I'd like to clarify, there is no right or wrong way to spend your end game.
No, and you may not even do any of these things. You may have a completely different end game that we didn't even cover. And that doesn't make it wrong.
Yeah, leveling could actually be your end game.
I actually do like to level.
Yeah,
I mean, not to 39 and 40 apparently.
Yeah, I mean, even it doesn't have to be from 0 to 60 or whatever the end level is. It's just the process of leveling is fun. And there are some people who have like 9 level 30s, and this is just what they do. They like to just come on and tink around.
They like the leveling process, and you know, and they'll get to 60 and be like, oh, it's over. You know?
And they'll go start a new one. Or there's just people who habitually, like I said, play different alts and just level. Their whole goal is not so much alts as it is just the leveling process itself. And some people, to go back to the fight that we talked about previously, I think...
Which fight?
The fight in Twitters about the faction... if you're hanging around people that have a different endgame than you, and it's frustrating you, I would suggest trying to find another group to hang out with. This doesn't mean, like, you can't be friends with them, or you can't be in the same kinship with them, you can't talk to them.
Taking my toys and going home.
Yeah, but I remember in other games where I would be farther ahead than the people in my guild, or the people that I had hung out with for whatever reason. And I came up with, like, groups I would level with. And this is the group I would level with. And when I wanted to hang out with the other people, I would go do that. But I think when you get frustrated and you start trying to dictate how other people play or get upset. Yeah, or you tell somebody that
they're doing it wrong.
Yeah, the way that they're playing is wrong and it's taking the focus off the game. You're going to get nothing but hostility.
Yeah, you're going to have some angry people because they're paying for the game. They're allowed to, you know, if they want to just fart around and Brie all day, you know, dancing on their head in the middle of the fountain, that's what they can do.
Yeah, and, all the doom and gloom about, oh, Turbine's doing this with the game, they're not doing that. You know, that's just ridiculous. They have all these people. I mean, we've listed maybe 7 to 8 different ways to play the end game, and they have to accommodate all these people. So they can't do everything that you want to do all the time. And I would suggest just finding different people to do stuff with.
Relax a little bit. Sheesh.
Yeah. There's plenty of people out there who would like to probably start a regular raiding group if you're into that. A regular leveling group if you're into that.
There's somebody out there for you to hang out with.
There's tons of roleplay guilds. There's tons of roleplay groups who don't even care what guild you're in. There's stuff for everybody. But you can't expect, you know, I certainly don't expect Golden Star to want to do all the stuff I want to do all the time.
Because you do dumb stuff.
And she certainly doesn't expect me to do the stuff that she even considers dumb, that she does all the time. She doesn't expect me to do it.
You haven't even visited my house.
Yeah. I mean, in Star Wars Galaxies, you would spend hours decorating your house.
Oh, yeah. Days.
But and you didn't expect me to come and sit there and watch you decorate the whole time. You would, when you were finished, you like to have me come and take a look at it and see what I think and offer any suggestions or to show it off, like your pool table.
Mm-hmm.
But you certainly expected, you actually probably didn't even want me there to help you out.
I didn't. I usually had some friends that would pop in and out, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's just, this is your game, that was your time, that was what you did.
That's what I like to do. And I like to sit in my house by myself, all unsocial, and hang pictures.
Yeah, and if I had told her that what she was doing was dumb, I probably would have A, hurt her feelings, and B, started a fight.
You would hurt my feelings, and I would have hurt your nose.
Like I said. And don't expect anybody to, even though it's a game, to respond differently if you tell them grinding D's is dumb. It totally takes it's away not the dumb. Focus.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And or telling a raider that raiding is dumb.
Or useless or any of the other derogatory things you can think of.
Yeah.
That's how they want to play, and that's okay.
Yeah. And if you get a big ol' shut up to your face, I think you should expect that.
Well, if a role player does it, it'll probably be all in character and cool anyway.
Yeah. Or if you start, you know...
Halt your tongue!
And my suggestion for anybody who's on the other side of that, who's constantly being told that they're getting it done, consider putting them on ignore and not talking to them again. Especially if they're not going to change, you know...
And if you have other things that you like to do... You know, maybe not endgame, but it's like a big chunk of your time that you really enjoy. We'd like to hear about it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We would love to say, how have you made this your endgame? Maybe some people, you know, this just popped into my head. Some people, their endgame might be writing stories for my Lotro.
Oh, yeah. They go in-game just to get, you know, ideas.
And screenshots and different things. And
screenshots for their posts.
Write poetry, write stories.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a lot of which you can see on their sites. Really good. We enjoy them. Just, there's different stuff. And, you know, yay for different stuff. It's what makes everything exciting. So, I'm droning on, and which means it's time for our main topic to end. So we will see you on Raise Your Glass.
Everyone, please, raise your glass with me.
And this week in Raise Your Glass, we'd like to thank the following commenters.
Osiren.
Long Ask.
Chris from Game by Night.
Jaxum92.
Phoebe.
Talbot on Landreval.
Kulian.
Az.
Doc Holiday.
Willifro.
Harperella.
And Brewdoc.
And a special thank you to Az for all the attention he gave us this week.
Yes, thank you. And we'd also like to thank the following people for giving us 5-star reviews in iTunes. Sean Mick 74.
Mithandil.
So thank you guys if you have any more.
Yeah, that was pretty exciting to see that we had actual reviews.
Yeah.
And if you left us a 5-star review, it doesn't tell us who we are. We thank you too, but thank you.
Yes, we know that some people have given us 5 stars, but unfortunately, unless you write a text review, we don't get to see your name. We just get to see the 5 stars.
But thank you anyway.
Yep, because you know you're awesome. And we know you're awesome.
We know you're awesome.
So how can people contact us?
I don't know.
Well, you can visit our blog at acasualstrolltomordor.com.
We welcome your email to podcast@casualstrolltomordor.com.
You can follow us on the Twitters @strolltomordor.
We're on Facebook. You can just search for A Casual Stroll to Mordor or click on the link on the upper right corner of our blog.
And you can also leave us a review on iTunes, and we would really appreciate that. So thank you all for listening. Hope you've enjoyed it. We have. And we'll see you. Bye-bye.
I didn't even know what to say. Okay. See you. Bye-bye.
I love throwing you off.